This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. In a surprise announcement today, the Dallas Museum of Art's director Maxwell Anderson said he's leaving. He's been at the museum for 4 years. He made museum admission free and brought in unusual exhibitions. Maxwell Anderson caused a stir in the museum world a year after he arrived by eliminating the DMA's $10 admission charge. In November of 2012, he explained that move and also announced free membership.
One of the first questions that comes to you after a polite greeting, welcome to the DMA, is, are you a member? For most of America and probably most of the rest of the world, it means, what makes you think you belong here? Are you a member? So what we've decided to say is that everyone belongs here, so everyone should be a member.
But would the move cost too much money? On the contrary, DMA Board Chair Melissa Fetter says her colleagues like Anderson's changes and plan to keep them.
The new director that we're looking for, we hope will very much carry on with the initiatives that we have underway and to build on the success that we have already achieved at the Dallas Museum of Art.
Fetter says those initiatives led to increased attendance and allowed a more diverse audience to visit the museum. Art restoration efforts were beefed up. Anderson also developed new partnerships that led to the long-term installation of rarely seen Islamic art from the Keir collection. Before Dallas, Anderson led the Indianapolis Museum of Art. He also ran the Whitney, and early in his career was a curator at the Metropolitan Museum in New York. He's moving back to New York to help raise money for New Cities Foundation, an organization he's been involved with for years. He helped bring its summit to Dallas last year. Anderson's announcement was news to many, not to Fetter.
It was not a surprise. We have a good relationship with our senior staff, and conversations have been going on for, you know, a period of time, and there was nothing that was a surprise about this.
Fetter says the board will now create a committee to find the next director. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.